USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record four times, died Thursday following a long illness. He was 82. Mr. Unser describes his favorite sounding engine in 2018.
Well, the loudest one that I ever run against was the Nova. The Nova had a sound that was unbelievable. I mean, it was pure horsepower.
Jussie Smollett's conviction Thursday for lying to police about a racist homophobic attack came nearly 3 years after his plea was echoed by mainstream media and Democrat leaders as fact. It was actually a lie. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
But the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
He also said the Chicago Police Department was vindicated by the jury's verdict. Post-trial motions will be held via Zoom on January 27th, but no sentencing date has been set. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
As the Jussie Smollett trial ends in conviction Thursday, the high-profile trial of Ghislaine Maxwell continues.
The New York judge presiding over the sex trafficking trial of socialite Ghislaine Maxwell adjourned the proceedings early after an attorney became ill. The judge declined to say which attorney was unwell, but did say the person in question was required to be present in court for the next questioning. The jury was expected to hear from a fourth accuser who said that Maxwell acted as an intermediary for financier Jeffrey Epstein to abuse her. Prosecutors said they plan to rest their case after the woman's testimony. Maxwell, 59, pleaded not guilty to charges she procured underage girls for Epstein, her former boyfriend. She faces up to 70 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Epstein died in jail August 2019 while awaiting trial on similar charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
As a report from D.C.'s National Guard commander, then Major General William Walker, says the Army's January 6 report describes events that never actually happened. Walker is now the sergeant-at-arms in the House. Texas Representative Republican Louie Gohmert told Newsmax yesterday that the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6 is a vigilante group that is out of control.
But they're going way beyond what they're entitled to. They really have become a vigilante group. They're out of control. They're wanting to use this commission to punish people that had nothing to do with what went on January 6th. And basically, the Democrats are using it as a political tool to come after opponents. This commission got in seizing documents, and what records did they get, and who cooperated to give away privileged, protected documents and information? We need to know how badly compromised this power-hungry group of Democrats have become.
The Texas congressman proposed a counter committee to investigate the alleged abuses of the January 6th commission. So far, the committee has subpoenaed former White House advisor Steve Bannon, personal director John McEntee, senior advisor Stephen Miller, and political consultant Roger Stone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.